Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast, and today we appreciate the help of Don Atkinson of Wheat Squared in sharing a conversation that he had in recent days with Dr. Josh Lofton of Oklahoma State University about the upcoming All Crops Conference that now is just a week away, happening 19th and 20th of February in Norman, Oklahoma. We pick up on the conversation between Don and Josh as Dr. Lofton talks about the unique nature of bringing all the various crops together in one location for this two-day conference.
That's the very unique thing we're trying this year is that we have two different types. We have our general session. So what we try to do is identify those topics that most of our growers would kind of relate to and would be interested in. So we're talking about an update onto our farm bill, what we've been doing in the state to manage feral hogs. Those kind of things are on our general session that is going to be in a big auditorium or a big room that everybody's going to have a part of. Then what we're going to do in the afternoon of the first day and by mid-morning on the second day is we have our what we're calling our breakout sessions, and those are going to be commodity specific. So we'll have a wheat breakout session, a cotton breakout session, a canola breakout session, a soybean conservation, technology, and sorghum.
And I'm make sure I understand here correctly. You're going to have a general session, and then the breakout sessions will happen concurrently.
Yes. So we'll have four the first day, four breakout sessions the first day, and three breakout sessions that second day. But what we're going to do is each breakout session is about 2 hours, but we have 4 hours for breakout sessions. So what we're going to have is each breakout session repeat itself, and so a grower or an attendee can theoretically hear all of two breakout sessions for each one. And so they could go and sit down and hear, if they stayed for both days, four total of the breakout sessions between the Tuesday and the Wednesday.
So you get two chances at each course.
Yep. Yep. That's correct. You can go and try it twice if you really wanted to. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to say, go to a grower or a consultant, say, I'm a wheat grower, I'm a wheat farmer or something like that, and say, but you know what? I've really been interested in trying soybean on my system or maybe trying cotton. And so I'm going to go and get to listen to my wheat topics. That way I'm kind of informed of all the things that are going on with wheat, but I'm going to be able to go to that cotton session, that soybean session, that canola session to maybe learn a little bit of something that I could maybe go sprinkle into my production system whenever I get back home.
Are you going to start with a breakout set? I'm sorry. Are you going to start with a general session, do the breakouts, and then have a general session to close? Or what's the schedule?
What we'll do is we'll have a general session first day on the 19th of February. We'll have a general session until lunch. After lunch, we'll break out for the rest of the afternoon to do those individual breakout sessions. On the 20th, that'd be the Wednesday, we'll have a general session until our first break, so about 10 o'clock in the morning, and then the rest of the afternoon will be those individual breakout sessions.
Okay, I got it. So the format for both days, general session, breakout, general session, breakout.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's correct.
Gotcha. All right, let's start with the general sessions, first of all. What can people attending this expect from the general sessions?
Yeah, so what we wanted to do with the general is, like I said, we wanted to get it to where it didn't matter if you were a soybean producer in northeast Oklahoma or you're a wheat grower here in the central part of the state or you're out in the panhandle. We wanted to grab topics that would be very important to all those individuals. So what you can expect from those are very broad ranging topics. Like we have Dr. Amy Hagerman here at Oklahoma State that's going to be going over the farm bill. We have a lot of questions of what's in it and what's not in it, and then when implementation might be expected, and really interesting stuff that everybody can kind of grab onto and kind of look at. So that's kind of what we're interested in. The general session is it doesn't matter what your production system entails, you're going to find some benefit to it.
How specific are you going to be on the farm bill?
Depends on how much we know by then. That is a moving topic as of right now, especially, depending on what happens in the next 2 weeks. We might know a lot about the farm bill and implementation, or we still might be kind of in our current line of thought. So that's Dr. Hagerman's specialty. So I've kind of given her free range of what she's going to cover, basically what we know. And I feel like once the government opened back up after the holidays, we know a little bit more than we knew before. But like I said, if something happens or nothing happens in 2 weeks, we could know just as much as we know now.
Is holiday a polite way to say shutdown?
Yes. They coincided, so it works.
Yeah. Although the shutdown lasted longer.
Yes.
Is it safe to assume that the Farm Bill discussion in the general is going to be just that, general, and then when you get into the breakout sessions, there'll probably be some Farm Bill discussion, but it'll be more specific to, for example, wheat growers?
Yeah, so we're going to have some topics within the individual breakouts that will retouch back on maybe very important things that are discussed in the Farm Bill or discussed that are very specific to that commodity. Like in the soybean talk, we do have talk on trade. That's a big thing within our soybean industry. The Chinese trade, the tariffs, and all that. How that's being impacted. That's going to be in our soybean session. Yeah, in the general one, we'll kind of go over what programs are there, kind of how they've been funded differently than we've done in the previous year, and talk a little bit about general trade discussion between them and how that's influenced. So that will be a lot more general, but she has promised me her presentation will be shorter because she knows that there's a lot of people with some very burning questions that they want to know. And like I said, there's nobody better than her. I think she's combed through that thing a billion times by this point. So I think growers or attendees that come to the meeting and listen to that Farm Bill and have their questions, I think she's going to be able to give you at least the best answer we have available to us right now.
And you're talking about Amy Hagerman.
Dr. Hagerman, yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. You're also going to deal with production topics, for example.
Yeah, so we'll have quite a few production topics. We're looking at doing this as something you would typically not go and find at your general growers meeting when you go into a soybean meeting. So we are going to have something like if you go into the soybean breakout session, we'll have our dicamba recertification. So growers looking to go into that cotton or soybean production system that want to use that dicamba, that new product, that Xtend product, we are going to have that recertification there that they can take a part of. And additionally, you know, if we want to talk about things like BT cotton, that's become a really big issue around the cotton belt, and we have probably the leading entomologist in the United States coming in from Texas, going to talk about how BT trait, how that's held up over the last year, what we know this year that we didn't know in previous years. And so very, very pressing topics to those individual growers that are interested in those commodities. But yeah, very, very diverse set of topics that are in within those commodity breakout sessions.
Who's your Texas entomologist?
David Kearns.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy.
Yes, he is.
For our wheat growers, what can they expect from this conference?
Yeah, so we're gonna have quite a few of very interesting topics. One that I'm desperately looking forward to is we're gonna have Mike Schulte come. He's gonna talk a little bit about. He's done this presentation before, but he's going to come in and talk about how our different wheat varieties, how they make their end products. And he has a nice demonstration looking at our different wheat varieties and when they get made into bread, how the taste profiles are different, how everything's a little bit different. So kind of a unique topic, but it's one that I've heard that growers and educators that have had the opportunity to listen to really enjoy. But then we're going to have Dr. Misha Manicheri talk about the new potential tool we have in our wheat systems, and that's the Quetzalcoatl tolerant wheat. And I do believe she's got a lot of good information that she's developed here from her work here, as well as information from Texas and Colorado and some of those other states. So getting to learn a little bit about herbicide, getting to learn a little bit different is in those flavor profiles. And then we're going to bring it back in. And Dr. Arnall is going to touch on something that's always a hot topic, and it's nitrogen and protein in wheat and how we need to get those a little more together and making sure that we're continuing to push that protein in our wheat crop.
Dr. Arnall has done some very good research about the best time to apply nitrogen, and it's not necessarily when you think.
It's very interesting. It's the timing. It's the what the crop goes through and what sources you're doing and how much you're going through. And so yeah, that's a very moving system. And like you said, he's touched on a lot of things. And I think growers are going to be able to ask him some really good questions that they have and get some answers on how to continue to push that quality of wheat a little bit better.
Well, you've got a jam-packed couple of days, so I'm assuming the price is a couple of thousand, right?
Nope, not quite a couple of thousand. We actually just passed our early registration deadline, but we still are within registration. We take that all the way up until folks can register at the door if they really want to. But it's $250 for both days, and that'll get you lunch both days, and you know, of course, the snacks and goodies during the break times. But and it's going to be there at the NCED, the postal center, as everybody calls it, there in Norman, and so a very convenient location, very very easy to get to and be able to come and go as you please. But yeah, a really reasonably priced due to, like you said, the diverse amount of topics, all the folks that we're bringing in from the outside, and how much information somebody could come and sit down and gather within this, you know, day and three quarter time frame.
Is there an online resource?
Yeah, if anybody interested goes to notill.okstate.edu, they can register there on that source. You can also see the itinerary in its current form, and you can see our flyer. So if you have anything that you would like to know from this conference, you can go. It's right there on the front page, notill.okstate.edu, and they'll be able to get everything from there.
Dr. Josh Lofton from Oklahoma State University, and the word that we get from the folks at the All Crops Conference is that you can still register online, $250, as Dr. Lofton mentioned, but they will be accepting walk-ins on next week as well at the All Crops Conference. Our thanks to Don Atkinson from Wheat Squared for his help in sharing this conversation about the All Crops Conference. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.